thanks for being brave out here and coming out in the rain. I played a lot of times at Merle Fest, and it's always great to be back. I thought I'd start with a little song that explains why I'm here.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain, oh, lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let that rain drive right on, let those waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, she works like a waterfowl.
See a lot of familiar faces out there, out in the audience and on the stage and off, of course, in the campground. I was really looking forward to hearing all the music this weekend, and particularly I was looking forward to seeing the Alberti Flea Circus. That's my only disappointment with Merle Fest. He didn't come. I'm here because Doc Watson started this festival, and Doc Watson sort of helped me start out as a musician. You recognize this song as one of his signature numbers. It's an example of what Doc could do with a guitar and a voice and a brain. He had a wonderful personality and a intellect. He, of course, was an incredible guitar picker, but he's also an incredible entertainer. Deceptively intelligent about what he did. You know, he brought a lot of different music together. The old blues and the Appalachian ballads, and he'd sing a contemporary folk song or a jazz or a rockabilly. Always sounded like Doc Watson music to me. Just like Bill Monroe, or I'm not sure, just I can name any of my heroes, and they all took different kinds of music and made them into their own. Their own sound. Many's the time I stood here and watched Doc play on the stage, and also occasionally played with him. I'll never forget those. Definitely was my teacher, my mentor. My sister and I got to play a lot of shows with Doc. Opening the show, and so did Hot Rise. He was always very friendly and very supportive. But definitely it was hard to talk to the guy that you looked up to so much. There were a couple times when I got to play with him. There was one place, one time out in Rocky Grass, when for some reason Sam Bush was not there. And I got to be the mandolin player and the fiddle player on the set that day. He also, Doc sat in with Hot Rise one time. He actually sat in with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. I don't know if you remember that night. Doc came out, he had a guitar that somebody had made for him, which was a copy of Jimmy Rogers' Wayman guitar. Had Jimmy Rogers written on the fingerboard there. We asked him if he'd like to sit in with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, and maybe he could sing a Jimmy Rogers song. He said that'd be fine. Of course, what you did with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, you had to dress up like somebody else. So we got Doc this red satin shirt with white fringe, and then he, completely against type, he put on some dark sunglasses just like Red Knuckles would, because he wanted to hide his identity, you know? He came out there with that guitar and sat down in his chair, and people were just grinning, and they started laughing, and he said, "What's everybody laughing?" Of course, he was grinning from ear to ear, too. He knew he was dressed a little different. And finally he said, "Why is everybody laughing?" And he looked around, he said, "I know what it is, it's these glasses." Doc was very proud of his independence. He was a great electrician and an auto mechanic. A lot of of people don't know that. He's also a great carpenter. When they made the statue up there in Boone of Doc in tribute to him later in Doc's life, they put a little plaque on it that said, "The Great Doc Watson." He said, "What does it say?" And he said, they told him, "The Great Doc Watson." He said, "They can't say that about me." He said, "Well, Doc, what do you want it to say?" He said, "Just put Doc Watson, one of the people." Never one of the people to me, folks. I remember about 1970 or 71 when the record, when the Will the Circle Be Unbroken came out. A lot of people said, "Oh yeah, that's a really great record, and there's this guy Doc Watson, he's really good." I said, "Yeah, me and my friend, we knew about Doc Watson." We said, "Oh yeah, that's Doc Watson, he's really good, it's true." He said, "You get that tone out of the guitar, you gotta play guitar for about 20 years to get that tone." I'm here to tell you it takes a lot more than 20 years. "Get me down my old boat, I'll set sail if she float, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going down to Muscle Shoals, the time be better there I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues." Later in Doc's life, of course, I didn't see him as often. I was out on the circuit playing, of course, but he was not there as much. And I missed him a lot. I'm living in Nashville and playing around. I would be driving past the exit for how to take to go to where Doc lived up on I-81 as I go up and down the road there. And I, you know, mostly thought, you know, should leave Doc alone, let him just enjoy himself up there in Deep Gap. There was one time just a few months before Doc died when I was thinking, you know, really, this would be the time to visit him if I've ever had a chance to, and I never got to visit him at his home there. And I played in Boone on a Saturday night, and in the morning there was a snowstorm headed here, and they said, my better judgment said maybe head home to Nashville instead of going up to Deep Gap, but I got the nerve to call up Doc on the phone, thinking maybe I could take him out to lunch or something. I said, "Doc, how you doing?" He said, "What's your name?" I said, "Tim O'Brien." He said, "Just a second." He said, "What is your name again?" I said, "Tim O'Brien." He said, "I don't know you." I said, "That's okay, you don't need to know me. I just want to thank you for all you've given us over the years. Give a guy like me something to do with himself." He said, "What's your name again?" I said, "Tim O'Brien." And he was there with Nancy, his daughter Nancy, and he asked Nancy, he says, "His name is Tim O'Brien." She said, "Oh, Daddy, you know who that is. He's that fiddle player that plays at Merle Fest." There's a long pause, and he gets back on the phone. He says, "Oh, so you're the fiddle player that plays at Merle Fest." So anyway, one thing led to another, and I was invited up to the house. The big snowflakes started coming down as I got up a little higher in elevation there from Boone. And we leave Boone and head to Deep Gap here. We're headed towards Wilkesboro, essentially, here on Highway 421. And as you get closer to Deep Gap, the road turns into Doc and Merle Watson Highway. And then if you want to go to Doc's house, you turn south on Doc Watson Road. So I knew I was pretty much headed in the right direction. By that time, it was quite a bit of snow on the ground, and it's just so beautiful up there. 2 or 3 inches had piled up by that time, and as I pulled into Doc's house and pulled into his carport, which just in itself was a revelation that Doc had a carport, I heard Doc playing his guitar through the glass in his kitchen door. He was singing an old folk song. "Oh, while roving on the winter's night, drinking that good old wine, like a budded rose blooms in the month of June,
likes a music instrument. It's just been lately tuned.
It was just perfect the way he sang it. I waited for him to finish, and then I knocked on the door, and he said, "Slide her open, she's unlocked." I went in there and shook Doc's hand. I said, "So great to see you." I said, "I've got my guitar in the car. Is it okay if I bring it in? Maybe we could pick a little bit." He said, "That'd be fine." This very guitar I'm holding in my hand, I got a picture on my phone of Doc playing this guitar. Nancy had gone home, and those snowflakes were coming down. We just started playing some old songs. John Henry, Salt Creek, Working Man Blues. He's telling me stories about growing up, learning about auto mechanics, about building a shed behind his house. He started to remember more about me and about Hot Rise and stuff. And we had a lovely afternoon. At one point, he started talking about a guitar he had. You know, he said, "Have you ever seen that Dana Bourgeois guitar I have?" I said, "Doc, I'm not sure." He said, "It's a cutaway with a, I mean, it's a dreadnought with a cutaway." I said, "Well, maybe I've seen a picture of it." He said, "That was a good guitar." I said, "What happened to it?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you the truth, son. I had that guitar out at a picking party here a while back, and several months ago, and while I got up and did something, somebody put the guitar where it shouldn't have been. When I came back, I stepped right through it. He said, I was sick about it." He said, "But Dana Bourgeois, the maker, found out about it. He said, send it back to me, maybe I can do something." He said, "I got that guitar back a little while ago, and I think it's better than it was to begin with." We play another song or something, he started talking about that guitar again. Finally, after about 20 minutes, half hour of that, he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna go get the guitar." So this whole time, for about 2 hours, Doc's been sitting in his chair in his kitchen, just me and him trading licks and him telling stories. And he gets up out of his chair, takes the 3 steps back to a door behind him, opens up that door, and there's the steps to the basement. He starts heading down those stairs. Of course, Doc, in those later years, his hearing wasn't what it had been, but he could sort of hear me thinking. He turned around, he said, "Don't worry, I'll be careful, because I'm thinking, you know, he's 89 years old and he's blind, he's going down the guitar, he's down his basement by himself." He said, "Don't worry, I'll be careful. If I fall down and kill myself, call the veterinarian." So he's down there for 25 minutes or so, and I'm thinking, Jesus, should I help? And then finally he comes up the stairs with a guitar case in his hands. Takes the 3 steps through that, steps through that doorway, closes the door, takes the 3 steps to his chair, sits down, and he's got that guitar case open, and he takes out the guitar. He hits a lick on it. He says, "That's not the guitar I was talking about at all, is it?" He said, "It's a good one, though." Fantastic afternoon, and I had always wanted to see Doc at his home turf, and I was nervous about calling him up, you know. I didn't want to bother the man. Didn't want to bother the master. But it turned out he was happy to see me. He was great. He was glad to play some music all afternoon. And so if there's any lesson in that, for those of you that love somebody and are kind of shy about telling them, you might want to just go ahead and tell them. It won't do any harm. And if you're a musician and you get a young kid knocking on your door, you might want to let him in, because then they'll remember you.
Sweep along, 'cause I got them deep
blues.